And good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Going to be talking today with Rick Zweigert from Zweigert Bus Company. How are you doing this morning?
Real good, Jeff. Thanks for having me out here this morning.
So I'll tell you what we usually do is go ahead and get our first break out of the way. So, but just briefly, we're going to talk a little bit about this is actually what, the 60th year for the
60, company? We've been in business for 60 years. Yes, we have.
Okay.
I've been here 41 years myself.
So you only missed 19 of them, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take that break, and we will come back and get started. Listen to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO.
And he came to my dad's house and asked him to take it over because he said he knew he could do it. So he had one bus and one truck, 1963, April. He come and took over the bus. He had one bus run. Well, then he got another one right away. And then each school back then, each was their own district.
Mm-hmm.
So as they went and consolidated, he went and bought these guys, other guys out, and we get... There was two buses out at Central School. We got those, and then we got a couple more. And then in 67, he bought out the school district, came to him and see if he'd take over the whole district, because they all consolidated into one then. So we had, and at one time we had 34 routes running. Wow. And then the strip mine kind of took over, and we lost a bunch of those routes. But right now we have 14 regular routes, and then we have 9 small bus special needs and just extra routes for the little buses. So it's a big change.
Right. I know it goes, what, all the way up to as far as the Tilden area, and then...
We go from almost halfway to Coterville all the way down to just a few miles out of Steelville. And then we go through Blair and over to Palestine. And at Evansville, we go across the river there at Evansville. And then we go just about a mile short of being in Baldwin. So our district is, we run about 260,000 miles a year and never leave the county. So it's quite a space to cover.
Right. Imagine you've gone through a lot of buses over the years.
I think the last count, we were like 150 buses we have gone through over the years, and about 150 drivers. So it maybe a little more than that now. That was the last count we took, so it's probably a few more than that. But
how has bus driving changed over the years that you see?
Well, the rules and regulations, they change something every year just about, and we have to and it's all for safety, which I'm all for. I mean, everything they do, some of the stuff you think is silly, but after, you know, you get it in play, it's like, well, that is a good idea. But we have we went through a period there of about 10 years where the kids and was just completely, we had trouble all the time. But the last several years, we've had a pretty good... We've kind of set down some rules, and the school district kind of lets me decide if the kid's going to get kicked off the bus or not. And plus, we have cameras on all of our buses now. We have front and rear cameras and audio, and it's actually got night vision. So if we go on any night trips or real early in the morning, mm-hmm. we can see what's going on. And the kids kind of respect that, because they know if they do something, they're going to be on film where we got them. You know, we go up and show the... Mm-hmm. show the school what's going on, and we go from there.
So it protects the kids, but it also protects the driver from...
That's the thing too. Now, you know, they always point the finger at the driver. It's his fault. But now you got proof of who did what, you know, and if mm-hmm. anything of it is, if the driver, which is rare, if the driver does either say something out of line or does something out of line, we call him in, and we have a discussion, and we go from there. But it's 99% of the time the driver does, because we train our drivers from day one, as you well know,
mm-hmm.
what to do, and they're all very good about doing what what needs to be done. And we have a really good group of guys, we're girls, we're working with right now.
Yeah, I know from my point of view. So you get frustrated sometimes with them, but you know.
Oh yeah, they're always frustrating, but you just got to kind of take a deep breath and realize they're just kids, and you realize you never. That's one thing I always, you know, you argue with a kid who's the one that's you know feeling foolish at the end of the day, you know.
Right.
You just tell them what they need to do, and if they don't, we go from there, you know. But it's actually. Like I said, the setup we have right now is working very well with the kids. We really don't have a whole lot of problems with them anymore.
So, I guess overall, kind of an estimate of how many kids get transported. You know?
We're hauling, I think, a little over 500 kids a day. You know, each way. So, yeah. We've got and that's a lot less than we used to. Like I said, we used to have 30 some routes, and they had buses with stuff full. Well, now, you know, people, as the coal mines closed, as the comic book shut down, and people move on, and people don't have as many kids as they used to, you know. We used to have families of 14, 15 kids. Some of them had one family had almost 20 kids. Oh, wow. But now, if you got two or three, that's about the limit of it.
You're talking about the buses and that too. As far as like safety, there's been talk before about seat belts, but actually that's not necessarily as good as it sounds. What it is.
A seat belt on a bus is actually more dangerous than not. And I've had talks with a lot of legislators and a lot of, you know, these people that are trying to push the seat belt law, but I train every year. We have a evacuation drills on the buses. And I can evacuate a bus with 60 kids on it in less than a minute. We go out the back door, we go out the front door, and we teach them how to do it in an orderly fashion. We teach the older kids how to take care of the young ones. But if you have, let's just say you have 40 kids on the bus and they're all seatbelted. Well, if there's a problem, most of the time, say there's an accident, more likely the driver's right up there in the front, he's going to be involved in it. So is he going to be able to go back there and release every kid? Let them out. And it's if you got a car runs underneath you and catches on fire, you've got seconds to get kids out of that bus. And if there's an issue with the bus, which has never happened as long as I've been doing it, but I see these training videos where these, you know, buses will catch a fire or something, and that whole bus is engulfed within 5 or 6 minutes. So, I mean, you've got to get them kids off and get them off and get them away from the bus and get them in a safe position before you ever, you know. Mm. And if they had seatbelts on, it just couldn't do it.
And one thing it was explained to me once was the safety aspect of that, the seat backs are higher on newer buses. So that kind of.
They've got what they call an egg carton effect now. They have a high seat in the back cushioned, the seat in front's cushioned. They offset the seats, so if a kid goes off to the side, he actually hits the corner of the other seat across from him, which is cushioned. And it's just, they're kind of held in there. If a kid's in the seat like they're supposed to be, right. they're protected better than if, you know, because like I said, if something happened, it just would be a nightmare trying to get those kids off.
Right. Yeah, I remember when I used to ride buses back in school and stuff, you had that little iron bar that...
Oh yeah,
pipe that went around.
Yeah, there was a metal pipe and no cushion on it.
But I mean the buses are safer now. The thing is that you know you got to keep the drivers out there safe too, though. That's a big issue.
Yes, like I said, we have a safety meeting twice a year, and we have anything new happens, I get everybody out there and show them what we have to do to training, and I got them. You know, we do the fire extinguisher drill to show them how to use the fire extinguisher if something would happen, plus just training them to take care of the kids. You know, we make sure they stay across the street. If they got to cross in front of the bus, we hold them there to make sure traffic stops, and then we let them cross. And it's amazing how many people will run a stop arm when they got kids standing there ready to cross. We have here in town, especially, we have probably at least two or three a week, and then we have the police officers go talk to them, or we have, you know, we go from there. Sometimes we have to, you know, I've already had to go to court with them, but
I wonder how many people really realize that. I mean, they can lose their driving privileges for...
You know, and I know cell phones are convenient, but 95% of the time, if they're running... We've seen them on film. You can see with the bus cams when these guys go by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're on the phone. Excuse me. They're on the phone. There's no reason or excuse for what's going on there. Because most phones and most cars now have hand-free, you know, Bluetooth or whatever. They don't need to be on the phone. They can just mm-hmm. sit there and drive like they're supposed to. So
yeah, it's and it's about keeping the kids safe.
It is. Safety's, that is our number one goal, get children. And I tell the kids that when they're acting up. I said, you know, every time you distract this bus driver, you have putting a whole bus load of kids in danger. So we try to explain to them that safe getting to and from school or to and from a field trip or a ball game or whatever, that is our number one goal. Because, like I said, I've been here 41 years, and I'm not going to get somebody hurt on my watch.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to have the break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and talk some more with Rick Zweigert from Zweigert Bus Service. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got some time left here, about 7 minutes or so left here, and talking with Rick again from Zweigert Bus Company. We talked a little bit about, you know, the 60th anniversary of the company, but one thing I think most places are having issues with these days is, you know, having enough people to.
Yes, that is our biggest issue right now and every bus company in the whole United States is short a bus driver. Some of these companies are 100 drivers short. I don't know how they're even running, but I'm actually right now looking for, I could use 3 drivers right now. And plus I need aides, people that don't even have their, you know, license to drive a bus or what have you. And plus I train all my drivers anyway, so to get them mm-hmm. to get them up and get them passed through their tests. But I'm, you know, if any of those drivers out there, that I've heard a few of them that complain they don't have enough hours through the day, or they don't get enough time driving to make it worth their while, and I said I've got full day people I need right now that's gonna, and it's I mean, it pays very well for the time that you're in the bus. You know, so it's plus we have a lot of extracurricular stuff. If a person's wanting to make more, there's always room to make more money at this level. So, you know, if any of those drivers out there need more hours, I can sure put you to work. Plus, right. You know, I'm people that retire early after a couple of years are looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got something for them to do, and it don't take. I can get them. Get their CDLs for them, get the, you know, and get them all trained before we ever send them off to get their license, so they're ready to go when they're
so when they go down there, they're ready and they
they're ready to go. Like as soon as they get their license, we can stick them right in the bus and they're ready to go.
I mean, and if someone's got a CDL, they can add the
school bus and passenger endorsement on there. If they've got their CDL already, it goes a lot quicker.
So like maybe said, a retired truck driver.
Retired truck driver. I like getting them because, you know, I can take a guy that's been driving a truck, and, you know, if I need to send him to the city, they're used to driving a vehicle in the city or whatever, and, you know, run back and forth to St. Louis or wherever they go. And mm-hmm. But, it don't take long to get people trained. And like I said, I walk them through step by step till they're ready to go before I ever send them for their testing. So,
right. As far as like the time frame and to get your license from the time you start, it's, you know, what, within a month, by a month and a half, you can.
It's car. And I've already got people ready in a week. Things just worked out.
Right.
They come in, they already had their CDL. There was a class for them like that weekend. They got their background checks done right away. And within about a week, 10 days, I had them driving.
And like we were talking about with retired. If they're looking for, I mean, they're what, hour and a half in the morning,
we're
or whatever.
Looking, you're usually an hour. Most of the routes are, by the time you get to the shop and leave and get back, mm-hmm. it's an hour. You're back in the bus lot by 8:20, usually 7:45 at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could pretty much do whatever you want the rest
of the
day. Still
got time to get to the coffee club.
Get to the coffee club, come back about 2:30, and we'll go from there, you know. And like I said, And if somebody wants to work all day, I've got positions available right now all day. You know, because we have runs up to CCSI, which used to be Beck. I got that running. I've got routes running. I run special needs kids up to Millstadt. We run over to Prando. So I mean, we've got stuff available that a person can work and do pretty well. So,
and generally, most of the kids are good to work with. They get on the bus.
Like I said, if we send a van, there's a small bus with a special needs or our behavioral kid, we always have an aide in there with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if someone wants to be an aide, that's another position. I need at least 2 to 3 aides. So,
and they're more or less on there just to kind of the driver's driving that way, they can kind of keep track and
make sure that's the thing. And if like I said, most time they're just riding along.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely we have any problems, but like I said, if a little kid, you know, has an issue, you're right there to make sure he's in his seatbelt, make sure they're where they need to be in, helping them on and off. I've got some handicapped kids. We have the handicap bus. We have the aide helps get them in the bus, and mm-hmm. we get them secured. So it's like I said, it's for a couple hours work, it pays pretty well. So if like I said, if anybody's interested, we're taking applications right now.
Right. And I know a lot of used to be anyway, a lot of women were drivers. I guess that's because a lot of them weren't working. Now a lot of them are, so that kind of takes.
Yeah, but I still have, and we have, like I said, we have a very good group. Jeff, you know, you're one of them. And we have ladies, men. I've got a real good guy over there taking care of the service work. And my sister, Sherry, and myself, we kind of take care of the operations day to day. And so I actually have my daughter working. She drives the handicap routes, plus she is working in the office too. So it's working out there. But like I said, I can always use some more people. And and if you just want to work part-time, I have that too. So
you got a few full-times and you got
some I got a couple full-times and some part-times and just aides, not even driving.
Mm-hmm.
I've got just about whatever you want to do, I've got available right now.
And as far as that, they just contact you, call the office?
Call the office. It's 443-2511. And if I'm out of the office, you could leave a message on the machine and we'll get back to you.
And I believe you don't get the summer off like the teachers do.
No, I took off one day since school's been out to go over to the Pinckneyville Fair to watch my grandchildren show livestock at the 4-H show. That was my vacation so far.
So as far as that, the office is located over by the Fast Stop.
623 South St. Louis Street, okay. Right behind the FS-24 fuel stop.
Okay.
You can kind of see it because there's buses parked all around it.
The big yellow buses are hard to miss.
Yeah, hard to miss. Yeah. So.
But, all right. Well, that is about all our time, but any final?
No, I would like to look forward, actually, to working with the new school board and the new superintendent. I think we're going to have a good relationship. I've worked with Chris before, and he is very capable, and I think he's going to be real good for our district. And we're moving some people around to principals and things like that. And like I said, I think we're going to have a good working relationship with the new school board. There's several new members and a new superintendent.
All right. And the number is
443-2511. And if you don't get an answer, just leave a message on my machine. We'll return your call.
All right. Rick, thanks for stopping in and talking with us.
Thanks for having me in today. I appreciate it.
All right. Rick Swigert with Swigert Bus Company. That'll wrap things up today. I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.